The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, September 6, 2022. This is News on the Line. Today is Tuesday, September 6, 2022. The First Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Gerardo Peñalver, will conclude today a visit to Laos, the last stage of a tour of three Indo-Chinese countries aimed at strengthening relations and promoting cooperation. The Vice Chancellor began his activities in Vientiane, meeting with the Vice President of the National Assembly and head of the Association of Friendship with Cuba, Chalyun Diapajur. On the occasion, he presented his host with the Order of Solidarity and the 60th anniversary seal of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the People, CICAP, in recognition of the solidarity trajectory and the unconditional attachment to the defense of the Cuban Revolution. Last June, the top leaders of the Communist Party of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, and the Revolutionary Party of Laos, Thang Luon Sisulit, held a vice conference in which they highlighted the increasingly consistent relations of friendship and solidarity between the two countries. "We attach high priority and importance to the bonds of friendship and cooperation that unite the peoples, parties, and governments of Cuba and Laos," Díaz-Canel emphasized then, who extended to his interlocutors a warm and fraternal greeting from Army General Raúl Castro. The Prime Minister of Cuba, Manuel Marrero, congratulated the workers of the Personal Security Directorate, who today celebrate the 61st anniversary of its foundation. "Come to the colleagues of the Personal Security Directorate on the occasion of commemorating the 61st anniversary of its foundation. Congratulations and recognition for the dedication and sacrifice with which they carry out their work," said the Cuban head of government in his Twitter account. Likewise, the president of the National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso, transmitted his congratulations through the same social network. "Recognition for their delivery, dedication, and loyalty to this selfless troop of combatants of our country," he said. The Personal Security Directorate is one of the directorates of the Cuban Ministry of the Interior, and its fundamental mission is the care and protection of the lives of the country's leaders. The Cuban Customs authorizes the importation today, without commercial character, of power plants with a power greater than 900 watts until December 31 of this year. The Official Gazette number 53 includes in its extraordinary edition resolution 218-22 of the Ministry of Finance and Prices, which explains that this measure was taken after analyzing the effects caused by the energy deficit in the residential sector due to breakdowns in the national electrical system. For this reason, the non-commercial importation of power plants with a power greater than 900 watts, whose reference value in customs exceeds the maximum value of $200 allowed to be imported through the United States, was temporarily authorized by air, sea, postal, and courier shipments of a non-commercial nature. In addition, a tariff rate of 30% will be applied for the payment of the customs tax on the excess of the load that corresponds to be taxed, as well as the regulations that apply to the operations carried out as of August 1st of this year and that are presented to customs clearance until December 31, 2022. And in the international agenda, we have that 6 months after taking office, Chile's President Gabriel Boric is preparing this Tuesday to make changes in his cabinet and adjust it to the new times lived in this country. This statement was announced by Finance Minister Mario Marcel, who referred to the responsibility of carrying out reforms expected by the people, and they are in the government's program. Some media and analysts suggest that these changes are a direct consequence of the result of the constitutional plebiscite, where the "I reject" option prevailed, but the idea was known before the people's consultation was held. Camila Vallejo, Minister Secretary General of the government, recalled in a meeting with reporters that before the referendum, and regardless of its results, there was already a decision to seek a second term for the president's work team. However, the surprising outcome of the vote gave an urgent nature to these adjustments, as Boric himself acknowledged in a message to the nation after the result of the plebiscite was published. Meanwhile, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador again rejected the militarization of Mexico with the National Guard and repeated that he will continue to defend it depends on the Secretary of Defense, Sedena. In his morning press conference at the National Palace, the president was once again addressed on the controversial issue already voted in deputies in favor of the administrative incorporation of the Guard to Sedena, but with limitations. Faced with a campaign of alleged human rights violations by that police military body, he assured that there have been no recommendations from the National Human Rights Commission, only two to all the armed forces since he has been in government. He said that his administration has been characterized by not violating human rights. "I can say that we are not the same. War has not been declared on anyone. We do not torture or massacre, but our adversaries are in a smear campaign because they do not want the transformation of the country," he said. López Obrador recalled the case of a Genaro García Luna, prisoner in the United States for being linked to drug trafficking, security secretary and right-hand man of former President Felipe Calderón, who took journalists to his bunker, where he had control of entire country and state-of-the-art technology for espionage and repression. He said that Mexico needs the National Guard not to go to waste as happened with the federal police, and this institution must depend on Sedena. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.